Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, live at Wildcat. Hey, how about this? We got a call from Beaumont. Wildcat did. Wants that $100 gift card. That's a great Christmas gift for somebody. $100 gift card out here to Wildcat Golf Club. And when you get a $100 gift card here at Wildcat, they're going to give you a weekday round of golf. So you win, and the person that you're buying for wins a free round of weekday golf if you buy a $100 gift card. Just call the pro shop here at Wildcat Golf Club or go to wildcatgolfclub.com. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. The big story, obviously, Russell Westbrook traded for John Wall and a first-round pick, lottery protected, a bunch of lottery protections. So, we got other stuff to talk about as well. One of them is, Dell, is that Deshaun is pining for Will Fuller to Will Fuller to be here long to them to sign him to the extension. Now, yeah, I can understand why.
Hey.
No, wait a minute. So I know it's, who runs the organization, blah, blah, blah. And we were just talking about Cal and all of that stuff. If I'm the quarterback, though, I know how much better I play with Will Fuller. And, oh, by the way, no first or second rounder. What am I getting? What exactly are we going to get for
Here's what I say. Well, that's fine. Here's where you got to have a strong general manager who goes to Deshaun and say, look, I get what you're saying. We'd love to have him, too. But we just gave you a bunch of money. We just gave Laramie Tunsil a bunch of money. We're limited here. If he wants to play ball and work with us on a contract, that's what I'm telling Deshaun. We ain't just in case, I want to make sure you realize this, Will Fuller ain't getting a sweetheart. The deals that we were giving out here, that ain't happening anymore.
Well, but wait. But if I'm Deshaun, I go, well, dumbass gave Randall Cobb a bunch of money and Brandon Cooks a bunch of money.
And I'll say, yeah, that's why we probably can't offer Will Fuller.
Well, guess what, though? Then run an organization like it's supposed to be run.
Good. Yeah, that's why we got rid of.
Stop being incompetent.
That's why we got rid of dumbass. That's what I would say. He also gave you a 3-year deal that you wanted, which is incompetent. I would say, by the way, you benefited from an incompetent deal. You got a 3-year. You benefited from
it. And so did Tunsil.
And so did Tunsil. Those days are over. Randall Cobb contract, you getting 3-year deal, and you'll hit the market again when you make $50 million a year? No. This is an incompetent guy who had no idea what he's doing. Those days are over. So if Will Fuller wants to come back and play for us for $11 million a year, $12 million a year, cool. But don't think we're giving him the kind of deal that you got, because those days are over.
Here's Deshaun talking about it.
No, we don't have no choice but to move on. Man, all the stuff we done dealt with, through this organization over the years, I mean, you just got to keep pushing and keep moving forward. Will knows that we all love him. He always do the right thing, and that one slip up just got popped. But, we always going to have his back. Will's my brother. The whole organization knows that too. And, make sure that we get him back for next year, especially in this organization. But that's a whole other story and topic. But yeah, we got to move on. We got to.
What was that? Where was that from?
It's presser yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, that was just a presser. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can understand Deshaun's point of view. And you know what? Deshaun's not running. Deshaun, hey, a lot of guys want a lot of things. You know what? Tom Brady wanted out of New England because he didn't have any weapons. You know what? If I'm Deshaun, Aaron Rodgers wanted weapons too. Guess what he got? Nothing.
He got a backup quarterback.
You got a first-round quarterback. How'd that taste, Aaron Rodgers? Hey, sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. I understand Deshaun. Hey, I want as many weapons as I can possibly get.
Well, yeah.
The defense be damned. I need my guys.
Hey, in a perfect world, I'd love to. Let me tell you. In a perfect world, I'd love to have Will Fuller.
In a perfect world, I'd like DK Metcalf.
Well, okay, yeah, not a perfect world. In a perfect Texans world,
right?
Which is just, it's like living in, I would imagine it's a lot like living in Birmingham on Peaky Blinders, where everyone's like, oh, I got to go to Birmingham. Everyone always, you know, there's never been the sun. The sun has never been able to shine on Peaky Blinders ever.
No, there's
Have
no
you
sun.
Noticed that? There's no such there's thing as a sun. Sun. There's not a sun. There was
no,
not a
why
sun.
Why do you think those people are so white?
Yeah, there's not a sun.
Well, that's why, well, no
that's
sun.
That's what it feels like.
And that's why the roof is always closed.
Yeah, except
for
they open the roof if there's no fans.
Well. Yeah. And the Pats are in
town. No, aren't you supposed to open the roof if there are fans? What?
For.
Yeah, that's, you're supposed, that, what? No.
They had the roof open two games ago.
Is that, all the Texans turned white because the roof was always closed? No. What?
What are you talking about?
You're talking about Birmingham. Never.
Yeah, that's the and that's the. Yeah, what I'm saying is the Texans. That's how their world is too. Our world. When we say in a perfect world, okay, DK Metcalf. In a perfect Texans world, you'd be able to hang on to Will Fuller at a reasonable price.
Yeah. Well,
that's like our
might.
Perfect world.
You might. We'll see what Will will take. You
might.
Know.
Hey, if Will wants to play with, hey, Deshaun, you need to do a sales job. This is all we have to offer, Will. See what you can do. This is what I'd do. I'd go with Roger Federer forehand back into Deshaun's, and I'd say, we're with you. Here's the deal. We have this much to offer because after we did the deal with you and Laramie Tunsil and Bill did some bad deals with your other teammates who you like.
All your Eric Murray.
So, yeah. So now this is what we can offer them. We need you to go sell this to him. Can you do that, Deshaun?
Well,
this is what we have for him.
Well,
go get
if
him.
If I'm Will Fuller, I go.
Go get him.
You got your bag. You want me to take less? That's what you want, Deshaun?
And then this is what Deshaun can say. Excuse me, but have you seen the HEB videos? How would you like to be in 2021 videos? How would you like to be in 2021 eating jalapeno poppers? Pop, 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 or whatever Justin Reed says. Just jinxy-ass videos.
Well, yeah. You want me hurt again? Is that what you want?
Let me tell you what. Will Fuller does that, that could be a death. That could be a death on field if he does an HEB video.
Yep. Live at Wild.
And Will Fuller, that's like, please, God, don't let me see a John Wall Boogie Cousins video for HEB. There's Scott McClellan, and there's Boogie Cousins and John Wall both in wheelchairs, just like, and they get out like joking, hey, now that we're out of our wheelchairs, we can't wait to have some of these – you know, we can't wait to have some of this great bacon-wrapped quail, like, from HEB. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great. 1 week later, we hear about, oh, and it's over before it got started. As Boogie Cousins, who hadn't played basketball. Wait a minute. When's the last time Boogie and John Wall both played basketball at the same time?
Oh.
Before Chris Paul was here?
Both on the floor at the same time?
Yeah.
In the NBA?
Yeah.
Well, now, Wall did play 41 games a couple years ago.
Did Boogie?
And 32 games 2 years ago.
DeMarcus Cousins played 30 games in the 18-19 season, which was the bad Chris Paul year here.
Okay.
And what about John Wall?
John Wall played
17-18.
No, I think he played 31.
He played 31 or 32 games.
That same year.
Yeah.
So there's
but you don't know that they overlapped.
No, we don't know that, but there's a
John Wall was hurt early. In that year, he didn't.
When Boogie got hurt
early in that year, too, or did he come back from injury
no.
and get hurt? Boogie got hurt in the playoffs, didn't he?
I think he got double hurt.
Yeah, they lost Boogie in the playoffs.
Yeah, he came back from an injury and then got hurt.
Wow. Well, that's
so. That no, bad. They did not play at the same time.
So the answer then would be 2017 and 18 is the last time both of them played basketball in a season.
This is a very David Johnson situation.
Uh-huh.
It's very David Johnson.
That's why I get that people are, I don't know about excited, but there is some people who are hopeful. I'm just saying, the last time both of these guys were playing basketball at the same time was before Chris Paul came over, I think. Or is that same year, 17-18?
Mm-hmm. By the way, the Texans activated a 21-day practice window for the
I like these transactions.
Johnson to be returned.
By the way, I like most of these transactions. So Corey Legit, he's not the same guy he once was, but he's on the active roster, defensive tackle.
Well, he Jamon was on before, Moore, and they just reactivated
actually,
him.
Jamon Moore and Manny Patterson, I kind of like those practice squad guys. Jamon has some, you know, catching the football issues out of Missouri, but
that's always a problem.
Yeah, but Manny Patterson, to be honest with you, I think Manny Patterson could end up being a guy who surprises them. I liked him on the combine. He had some injury issues. Not combine. When I watched him in the draft last year, he had some injury issues. And then, you know, you had no pro day workouts. So Manny Patterson is a guy who kind of snuck onto the radar. I think he could actually end up being a player, Manny Patterson. And then they activated
a player that will actually he'll get a small contract and might actually pay off.
Yeah.
That's a wild.
It didn't used to be wild for the Texans.
No.
They were pretty good at picking guys off the. But yeah. I just keep your eye on cornerback Manny Patterson out of Maine. I actually think that's a guy who could be, you know, one of their five cornerbacks within a year or two. Keep an eye on that one. And Jamon Moore is they need wide receiver help, and you know, he's just kind of a guy, but he did have some ability coming out with Drew Lock.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
They said that whole catching the football.
Yeah.
Thing.
Did you like Jamon Moore when he was coming out, Dell?
Sorry, he's out of my depth. I don't remember him at all.
Okay.
Missouri.
Yeah, Jamon Moore. Yeah, he's not an ACC guy. But he was a Big 12 guy.
He's not really an SEC guy.
He was on the team.
He's in Missouri.
You know what he was on the famous – you know what game he was on? The famous Michael Dickerson game. No, is that his name, the punter? Yeah, Michael Dickerson.
No,
Dickinson.
It's not Dickerson.
No. That was, who is it? Who's the punter with Seattle? I mean, yeah, with Seattle?
Texas. Yeah, Michael Dickerson.
It is that, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That famous game where he popped like seven punts inside the five.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the bowl game.
What? Dickson. Michael Dickson.
Michael Dickson, yeah. Dickson. That was the game. Jamon Moore and Drew Lock were terrible. Well, the whole offense was terrible. And the MVP of the whole game was Dickson kept them in the shadow of their own end zone the entire game.
The MVP, the punter.
Was the punter.
Yes.
Well,
feels kind of on brand.
I feel like we should also give a shout-out to Tom Herman celebration as well.
Oh, the bag.
Yeah. The backpack when he mocked
the backpack
the
move.
The backpack.
Yeah, he was in his bag.
Yeah.
That's right. Suck on that, Drew Lock.
That's back in the day when Tom was like, there's new sheriff in town.
He was feeling
the flex was real.
You think he's doing that backpack now?
The flex, no, it's not. Well, doing a backpack move right now would not be us.
Is there a move for hiring a U-Haul truck?
Is there a
Dell?
How about loading your
suitcase?
That's
super rude, Dell.
How about loading your suitcase up?
No, there's no
zipping your suitcase.
With that buyout money?
the buyout money. What if when he's leaving, he does this? He cinches a bag up and then hoists it over his shoulder and walks out.
Huh?
Like, does that at a press conference just to really flex?
All right, givemethevin.com. That's givemethevin.com. John Clay Wolf. Listen, you're going to – I mean, the dude, you've heard him on Saturday. You've heard him on this show. You've heard him on Saturday mornings. Dude's nuts. And here's where he's really crazy. He sold, 1,000 cars yesterday? A new record for him? And he's just flipping about it. Yeah, we're bringing 1,000 cars to auction. Just 1,000. You know how many and that's not even close to how many he's got loaded up and ready to get going. This next month it'll be another 1,000 or two. So he's just buying cars. And how do you buy that many cars from that many people? Well, you give the best price. You give the most money for those cars. And I mean, I don't even think it's close. It's ridiculous how much he gives for these cars and how much then he goes and sells them and makes pennies on the dollar because he's paying too much for them. You're looking for that when you're selling your car. Give me the most money for my car. And you do that at givemethevin.com. That's givemethevin.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys. Lance Zierlein here. And wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Oh, how about this, Dell? This just came down. BYU is going to face Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, that was the stuff that was going down last night, as because Liberty has an issue, and apparently the issue is too much to overcome. And Coastal Carolina was like, wait a minute, we got game day in town for the first time? We're not scrapping this game. I'm sure ESPN probably got involved too, but BYU, not the same as playing Cincinnati, but still, that's a nice matchup. Is it going to be in prime time? Do we know the time for that game?
I don't see it.
Yeah, so as I said, Coastal Carolina, this is maybe their one shot to ever have something like this happen. That type of attention, and they were going to make sure they got a game in, and it's going to be a good one. Two undefeated teams.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be I would have liked to have seen BYU-Cincinnati. I think that would have been a really good one. But BYU is like, hey, we're not a Group of Five team. We're independents. So can you stop that? However, you need some style points, BYU, because you haven't played anybody. Is Coastal Carolina going to change the – if they beat Coastal Carolina – Will the committee think, wow, now they're a playoff
team?
Well,
Coastal Carolina's pretty legit.
No, they're pretty good.
They're pretty legit.
As far as Group of Five goes, it goes.
I think they want to.
Cincinnati, Coastal Carolina.
It's a good win for BYU if they get it, and maybe it's not as dangerous as other teams.
Well, right.
I can tell you this: Coastal Carolina made the Joe Moore Award honor roll, moving towards semifinals. Their offensive line, they're a scrappy ass bunch. They're not bad. So this is not a layup for BYU. Coastal Carolina runs
BYU's
an offense.
Line.
I think BYU made it too. Both of those teams made the Joe Moore Award honor roll. It's about 20 teams. They both made it. Texas A&M made it. But Coastal Carolina, I guess, runs kind of a hybrid offense where it's partially triple option, and there's another separate pat. Like, it's two different offenses that are blended into one. So they're really causing problems for people. I mean, they're throwing some big numbers up on people this year. That'll be an interesting game. That one, actually, I'm kind of nerding out on Coastal Carolina versus BYU, to be honest.
They're playing on the blue field or the green field?
Yeah, it'll be on their teal field.
That is horrible.
Well, the worst field in college football is Central Arkansas. There's never been a worse field. Have you ever seen – well, the red field of Eastern Michigan's pretty bad. I mean, Eastern Washington. Have you ever seen Central Arkansas, Dell?
I've seen it. Yeah, it's purple and gray. Alternating.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen it.
Alternates
seen it.
For every five yards, I think.
Something. Yeah, it's it doesn't get any – as bad as it could be.
No, I think Coastal Carolina is as bad as it gets.
Yeah, I haven't watched an entire game of Coastal Carolina at home. I saw some of them again. I forgot which game I saw. Was it App State, maybe? But that field's distressing to look at. I don't know. And that was during the day. I don't know how it looks if it'll be night. It'll probably be better on your eyes, but it's not great. It's not great to look at.
No.
No. And the whole world will get this. Well, not the whole world. Maybe the whole college football world will get to see it this Saturday.
Where does Central Arkansas play?
They play in the FCS. I don't know what conference they play in.
They're in the Sun Belt.
That's what I thought, but
Coastal's
no, it's not.
Sun
it's
Belt.
Not. Oh, yeah, it's not Sun Belt. Central it's Arkansas State is.
Oh.
Central Arkansas isn't an F- FCS conference.
But, dude, Central Arkansas is playing this year.
They played the first game of the year.
FCS.
Them and Austin.
No, but they've played more than the first game of the year this
I'm
year.
Just saying.
How are they playing? I thought all the FCS teams shut it down.
No, their conference gave them the ability to schedule games outside.
Yeah, Missouri State played.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I thought all FCS was shutting it down.
No. You can play not – you can play, but
why
you're
would
not
North Dakota
games.
State? Why would North Dakota State not
play
try
as
to
many
do
as
that?
They could? Yeah,
why would they try?
Well, probably because they have title aspirations, so they always win that title, so they decided to play everyone else the one that's trying to win the title.
Screw up a, you don't want to take any L's if Trey Lance doesn't play. Although Trey Lance would have played for sure, he wouldn't have opted out.
No, he needed.
I just think they didn't want to play multiple that many games, then play a full quote unquote full season in the spring because that's a team that always is competing in the playoffs anyway, so they just didn't want to put that many games on the bodies of their players because they expect to play in the spring.
Yeah. Oh, they're yeah, I guess it.
The FCS is going to play in the spring.
They're going to play spring ball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'll be interesting to see.
That's not really going to happen, is it?
Yeah. Well, that's the plan. Yeah. That's they the plan, all. Yeah. Yeah, and the vaccine is really out now, too. Yeah, so I probably will try to play in the
spring. By the way, you want to hear some bad news?
No.
Okay.
You always bring the bad news.
Yeah, what? What did the CDC say now?
Not CDC. It's Big Angry. Charles Adams. He's in the double blind study from Pfizer where he gets the shots.
Yeah.
And he's already figured out that he has the placebo. He doesn't have the real one. And he's talking about the talk is that they want to transition everyone who does have the placebo into the regular vaccine as well. Once they get the study done, but they don't tell you if you have placebo. But he hasn't shown up with any. I can say all this because he put it on his own like Instagram story or whatever. But he hasn't when they've checked his vitals to see if he's had a response and built up an immunity. It's no. He knows he's gotten the placebo. Basically, he said, and that's fine. He goes, that's fine. He said, that's not the problem. The problem was, I'm talking to somebody who's administering it who told me that the general public is likely to get this in June or July, not the time frame that's been thrown out there about March or April.
No, Fauci said next fall.
I know what Fauci said.
No, he
the
said
person,
next fall.
No, Fauci said everyone should have it by April said.
He said, no, Fauci just said. I just read it.
He said it should be available to everybody by April.
Yeah, but
he
we won't
thought
be
people
able to have full
inoculated
until next fall.
Right. That's a difference. Well, this person who's handling this, who's involved in this trial, told Big Angry that probably won't be available to the general public until June or July. That's Pfizer. They were the first, they were the first ones out, weren't they?
You know, it's real shocking that the medical community is once again, differentiating on their opinions on this. It's weird that's another thing. I don't know. Well, isn't the English company distributing it starting next week?
Well, yeah, in London, yeah.
So maybe they're
New York is supposed to get 190,000 vaccines for. That's the most they're getting at once.
Yeah,
190,000.
2 million. Essential workers, and they're getting 190,000.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And there's also the story came out that there has been credible evidence that organized crime is targeting shipments of vaccines because they want to steal it. And God, man.
Yeah, organized crime. You got to watch out.
Interpol
is watching out for that. Yep.
Do you feel like that's something that Narcos would have? Are we going to see Narcos vaccine? Are we going to see in the future, are they going to make a Narcos where they're trying to take, or Gangs of London tries to go jack?
No, once we get the vaccine, it's just going to be like the flu. It's going to be like everything
else. But until the vaccine gets out, if organized crime is targeting this, is John Shelby, is it the next time, Thomas and Arthur Shelby, are they going to be targeting the vaccine for, what it would have been, tuberculosis?
Well,
is that going to be the next storyline? Could they can get their hands on that?
Could well be. Then
so I'm saying.
This is going to be, everybody's like, COVID is, this is going to be a lot like.
COVID's finally over. Everything's fixed. Like, Man, we're still going to be waiting. I told you.
No, there's going to be something much more deadly than we're going to be like COVID, Schmovid. That was nothing.
Remember when somebody ate a bat and gave us all the worst disease ever?
Yeah.
There's something way worse. Somebody ate a tainted squirrel. Well, no, that's been happening. That happens in this country. Yeah, squirrel eating. Yeah. So I can't say squirrel. What's another one? People probably eat possums too.
Ooh.
That's the worst that you can.
Nutria. Yeah.
No, a possum is the worst thing you could eat. Look at it.
Rat. A lot of rat eating.
Look at it. Armadillo.
Armadillo.
Armadillo is supposed to be disgusting.
It gives you leprosy if you eat them.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Armadillos
you
can you.
If you yeah. eat well, armadillo,
not,
yeah.
I have heard that before.
Isn't
that
they're carriers.
Now, that's
of
a hell of a biblical. Deterrent that God put in those things. Okay. Oh, guess what we ain't eating tonight?
Arms.
Cows are like, what the bleep? Armadillos get leprosy. What about us?
We only had mad cow disease. That was it?
That's
mad
it?
Cow
yeah.
disease? Swine flu, mad cow disease, bird flu. Like, listen, guys, we've got enough diseases named after animals. Stop eating certain dirty, filthy animals. Unless we have a long history of eating these animals,
yeah.
then don't start. The bat thing should have never happened. Nobody wet markets have got to stop. Like, what do we have here? Oh, I just found this. This is a were rat. I got some hyena if y'all
want
to check it out.
Want some?
I don't
want to
eat hyena.
Do people eat rat?
Oh, yeah.
Do they?
Well, they eat on Alone, on the TV show Alone, they eat mice. They kill it. They're so starving. They have these boulders set up where these rocks will, it's a trap.
Are real people?
And the mouse, oh, yeah, and they're so happy. The mouse is flattened, and they get so excited. They're on the camera like, I'm so thankful for this. They cut it open, and they field dress the mouse, and they eat the mouse, and they're super excited to be eating a mouse. Super
Guess
excited.
What show I'm never going on.
Oh, you what? I always tell my wife.
Fear too, factor or that?
I'll tell my wife things like, I think I could last at most 25 to 30 days on the. You what? She gets all pissed off. You couldn't? I said, yeah. I could learn how to. No, I think I could definitely. I've watched enough of this show to learn how to. I could trap rabbits and kill mice, and I could possibly take down
a bear,
a muskox, not a bear. The guy who won it last year is coming on me and Eric Layden's podcast. His name is Raymond. He lived with Eskimos before. Well, back in the day, they're called
Native Alaskans.
Is that?
Isn't it Inuit? Inuit?
Inuits. Yeah, Inuit people, which I don't know. Just don't ask. I see the look of confusion on your face.
Just don't call them Eskimos.
You can't say that anymore.
I guess
Inuits?
You can't say.
You can't dead name them.
I call them bad names.
I know. I dead named them, but.
No, Inuits.
Them?
So he lived with the people formerly known as Eskimos, now called Inuits or whatever. And so Raymond knows all. He's like living in 30 degree. This guy's basically indestructible. He even says, I wish I would have been born 150 years ago. That's kind of my best time in life would have been there. I feel like I don't really belong here. And so everything he does, he's so off the grid. He knows that if you kill a wildebeest, there's a lot of fat in the nose, and so you need to eat the nose and the eye sockets. And so he's all excited about this. This is going to be a good meal today. I got eye socket fat. I'm like, this guy's on a different level.
Lance officially watches too much TV.
No, Alone is awesome.
No, not so much. It's 8:29.
Yes! You will be addicted to Alone. I promise you I won't. I promise you will.
I promise you.
Have you ever watched it?
I would much rather
it's
watch
It's addictive,
poker.
Is it? No, speak up here, Tyler.
I've seen it, yeah. I watch that.
It's way better than poker on TV.
No.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, yeah. It is.
Nothing's better than poker.
I like poker,
like,
but.
Watching some person alone in the wilderness. Like
they start to lose their minds
yes,
sometimes.
They go
also.
Crazy.
Like, they start to freak out because they're all. And then they're starving. You see them 60 pounds skinnier, like, I haven't eaten for 4 days.
I saw this.
Days.
Jennifer Lawrence was in it, wasn't she?
No, it's not a movie.
That was Hunger
it's a
Games.
Real show.
Oh. Nerd Hunger Games.
It's 8:30 ESPN, 97.5. Don't go.
No, there. That's Whistling Jays or whatever.
Mocking Jay, sir.
Yeah, whatever.
ESPN, 97.5.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
First of all, I'd like to start off by apologizing to my team and the organization and the owner for the mishap that happened in the bubble. I'm focused. It's behind me. It's in the past. New year, new season. Learning. I'm looking forward to growing and expanding. I'd like to deeply apologize to the fans. Also, if you felt I let you down, sincere apologies from me, Daniel House Jr., to everyone.
That was Daniel House with his – I mean
– Didn't Phil
– Did he? What did you
– He said, I would like to apologize for me, Daniel House. It was –
It was awkward.
That was unawkward. Yeah, it didn't sound very rehearsed.
No, there's no sheet of paper in front of him. He's just
no. I respect
talking.
It. There's no sheet of paper. He's just saying sorry. You notice he couldn't mention the. You know what? It didn't cost him apparently like a $3 million diamond.
No, like Kobe.
Yeah,
that was a $9 million diamond.
No, I know, but I wasn't going to throw Kobe money at. Yeah, oh, that's yeah, not right, even possible.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know where he's at with this. I don't care about that. But he's where he's at.
I don't either. But I think. But it didn't. It may not have cost him like it cost Kobe. Kobe really couldn't afford to lose that. You had to do whatever it took. That's you're a superstar. You need to try to hang on to. You want to keep that superstar image up as much as you can. Daniel House is not a superstar, so you can't be throwing that kind of money out there for rocks. You can't do it. You screwed up. You just got to go say sorry. Apologize to everybody, and then, you know,
well, he makes
I got you a spa.
I
mean, he could get some spa night. He could get a really nice necklace and some, like, hey, I got you a spa trip.
What kind of diamond he can get from Mark Klein?
I got you a spa trip.
Beauty with his money.
And it would be a nightmare if somebody said, no, I want a night with James Harden. Okay, nope, we're not doing this.
What?
That's it. We're breaking up now.
A night with James Harden?
If she goes, nope, what? Tit for tat, I'd be like, nope, you got to go.
And you think she'd pick James Harden?
No, I'm just throwing that out there. What if she said nene?
Why would she pick another rocket? Just to make him feel bad, I guess?
Yeah. Yes, that's the whole point. That's the whole point of this. Like, no.
Now you got to look at him every day.
Now you got to. Yeah, exactly. Lance. That's the kind of devious
Christian
stuff.
Christian Wood, because he doesn't have a girlfriend. She left him on draft
night. That was years ago. You don't think he's got a girlfriend now?
I don't know.
He does.
You don't know?
They know when your
smart,
contract's up. They
if he's
know
smart,
when
he
your
doesn't.
Contract is up. They know.
I don't know what Christian would.
What were you asking, Dell?
I was going to ask you, since you're just saying, hey, just to make his wife feel better, she can just go sleep with another rocket. I have a question for you.
Are you, though?
No, I can't. I'm not suggesting. This is not my suggestion, Dell. I'm just
your
saying,
thought.
What if, no, I'm saying, what if she said that?
You're not an ally like
why
that.
What if she said that? Daniel would have to say, okay, you got to go.
Maybe she already dumped him because of what he did. Why would she say?
Yeah,
to
was
get
she
the,
on
get back?
On Instagram? She basically said that. Yeah,
yeah. Why are we just saying the woman's like, you know what? I really.
No, I'm saying if she wanted to get back and said that, and I'm Daniel House, I'm like, okay, well, that's it. I guess
that
we're
only
not gonna...
that comes from the mind of some weird dude. Like her thought process is, you know what? I'm not just going to leave you because you cheated on me and broke the sanctity of marriage. I'm just going to go find the nearest rocket. Not everyone's Anna Benson.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of, Anna Benson. Mm-hmm. If Chris Benson ever cheats on me, I will go right into that locker room.
Yeah, in the locker room. I'll do all his teammates.
I'm like,
ooh,
oh, my
yikes,
God.
Yikes.
Chris, she sounds – and then we found out Anna Benson was –
No, she did stuff.
Well, she is – the Spanish word for it is loco.
Yeah.
Es posible.
Loca.
Loca.
Es loca.
Pero femenina. Sí, claro.
Yeah. All right, this is the day that we're talking about Anna Benson on the day that Russell Westbrook, the day of Russell Westbrook's wedding.
Westbrook's trade.
With the Wizards. Okay.
We're now going to get a guy, and I'm excited. I don't want to sound like I'm not excited. I'm just saying he hasn't really played a lot of basketball since 2017-18.
You know, I'm kind of excited to watch this team now. I am. I mean, it seems like it changes.
Because it's different?
It changes every year. It's like
Daryl changed it every year. Looks like Rafael Stone has learned. He's like, yeah, well, we'll just keep doing this. We'll just keep putting different masks on our face. It's always James Harden behind the mask.
Yeah.
I'd have won a title if it wasn't for you. I'd have won a title if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is James again. It's always James and Scooby-Doo. Every time behind the mask, like, James Harden? Yeah, I would have made a three-pointer if it wasn't for you meddling bricks. Whoa. I'd have won a championship if it wasn't for your meddling hamstring. James Harden, I'd have won a title if it wasn't for you meddling Spurs in Game 6.
I would have won a championship if it wasn't for all you 11 turnovers.
I would have won a championship if it wasn't for you meddling Lou Dortz.
Although they did get past Dortz, so yeah.
I would have won a championship if it wasn't for you meddling 0 for 27.
Yeah.
Damn. 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-7.
James Harden!
7-3-7-8-0.
Although they're never surprised. A lot of times, somebody in Scooby's crew already knows who
they always
is.
Figure it out.
And that's why it's usually Fred. I mean, it's not going to be.
Yeah.
It's not going to be Shaggy. Shaggy hasn't figured anything out. Yeah.
Ray Harden was 0 for Ronnie Revan.
He was 0 for 7. He wasn't 0 for 27, Scoob. Ray Harden isn't rooting the basketball. I know he's not shooting the basketball, Scoob. He's shaving points.
Whoa.
Shaving. Whoa. That's an accusation.
I'm kidding.
By
James played Shaggy. Hard against James played hard against San Antonio. I'm just kidding.
No. Whoa, no, not
you know,
one.
You
no.
know when the
That's a bad example.
The Scooby-Doo kids break it down and tell the villain how he got caught.
Yeah.
James' response is
I never knew that.
Every time.
We got Range Raw. And also Rookie Rosens.
Gee, Scoob, I think we may have a lot more players in the training room.
Right in front of Ruby Rack.
James is throwing out Scooby Snacks and strippers. This Scooby Snacks like he's making it rain, slapping it out of his hands. Like that.
Some of them are dogs.
And all the dogs are on the floor collecting them after they finish dancing.
Hey. Hey, that's not nice.
Not in real life,
are
dogs.
Are you an ally?
No, I meant like Scooby Dog. I'm doing the cartoon. I'm doing like the cartoon version.
Are you though?
They did. They, wait a minute. They did. Now, they did the Harlem Globetrotters were on Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that when I was a kid. You could have the Rockets show up with Boogie Cousins as a cartoon guy and Wall
and
just walking with it. Yeah, and James's beard. You could have.
I know who Chris
totally
Paul is. Chris Paul is definitely Scrappy-Doo. Small, ornery.
He'll be on the other team. Yeah, got a short, you know, muscly little arms, but he looks kind of like, he's a little thick.
Chris Paul is
Scrappy-Doo. Yeah, he is, actually. I used to watch a ton of I used to watch a ton of Fat Albert with just the most stereotypical stuff you could have seen. And then that's a pretty good Fat Albert.
You kids won't know this is a problem for the Rockets is that you don't have team chemistry.
One guy couldn't talk and then with mush mouth.
Well, who's mush mouth on the Rockets?
Junk. They played instruments made out of junk in a junkyard.
I'll tell you
who
it is.
Who's mush
Daniel
mouth?
House. Did you hear that apology?
Oh, no. You like school on a Saturday, James. You like school on a Saturday, Daniel House. No class. Stop, Russell.
Russell is Russell.
Russell was so sassy.
That's Russell Westbrook.
Rudy, Russell, Fat Albert.
Now that is old, dude. You know how many people here have never seen Fat Albert?
Dude, Fat Albert was so boom, ba-doom, boom. I mean, they would literally every show go. I thought that people actually played instruments from junkyards. I thought, well, this must be a legitimate band option.
Yeah.
Didn't Cosby narrate?
Yeah, yeah,
it was the Cosby.
Cosby
kid.
Was yeah. Bill Cosby was Fat Albert.
Yeah,
yeah, that was when he was doing stuff. Remember?
Well, and he was selling pudding, and he had a run there.
Yeah,
selling pudding. He was Fat
that
Albert. He was
great.
Reading
he
Rainbow.
Gives us the chocolate cake.
That is give you a chocolate cake. That show was that stand up was phenomenal.
That was so great. That was great.
And then my wife said that, and then I put a thing in her drink.
What?
Oh, he didn't do that.
Oh, he didn't say that on that one.
He didn't do that routine.
And then I put the pudding inside the rehab. No.
He didn't say that.
He didn't say that on the stand-up. I don't know. I don't remember that one.
I remember asking. I was like, what does that mean, the rehypnol?
And then they go to sleep and the fun begins.
Oh, Bill.
That's Fat Albert talking.
No, it's not.
That's Rudy.
No, that's you, Bill. You're going to prison.
I didn't do it. Mushmouth did it.
No, Mushmouth, you did this, Bill Cosby. You're a bad person. Stop trying to put it on your Fat Albert characters.
Oh.
Or Reading Rainbow. Was that him or LeVar Burton Reading Rainbow?
Yeah, don't disrespect LeVar, dude.
No, I like LeVar.
Roots.
No, LeVar. No, but LeVar also did like a kid's thing, too.
He was in Star Trek, too.
Yeah,
no, I know.
Didn't he have the sunglasses?
Reading Rainbow. Yeah. I think Bill Cosby had something going on with kids' shows. Dude, Bill Cosby had major juice at one point. Remember when he pretended to be blind? Like, I'm blind. I can't see anything. When he was going to court, like, I can't see anything.
He walked into a bush, right?
He's like, whoa, I can't go to prison. I can't see. Harvey Weinstein is falling out. Sammy Sosa, Sammy, did you, when you were using steroids, we said, I know I can't speak English. Well, we have a translator here.
I can't speak Spanish.
Sammy, just speak. We know you know. We've heard multiple interviews in English. We've got a Spanish interpreter.
I speak Italian.
You're not speaking Italian, Sammy.
Remember when Cosby was claiming that he was blind? There were women out there that were topless. So that he would, hey, look at these, Bill, you see these?
Bill Cosby, side-eye.
I don't see anything. He's like, oh, I'm in the run in the bush.
Oh, I just ran into a bush because I'm blind. Don't put me in prison.
845 ESPN, 97.5, 713-78. And that's our evaluation of the Russell Westbrook trade. All right, 713-780-3776.
So do what you want on that. Those are our thoughts.
We think the Rockets won. All right, time to talk right now about Chastang Ford. My peeps over, they win. All right, you win when you go to Chastang Ford. Listen, I'm telling you, the deals that you got going on at the end of the year at Chastang Ford are spectacular. You're going to love what they do over there. From $10,000 off right now. I mean, you got $10,000 off MSRP on the 2024 F-150 XLT models. It's built for the holidays right now. Come on, get on over to Chastang Ford and check out the new Ford Edge SE. 24% off MSRP, 0% financing, and $349 a month. How about 25% off MSRP on the Ford Explorer XLT? It's sale after sale after sale. You can get the F-150 STX for $499 a month, nothing down. Or you can buy it at $29,999. It's unbelievable. It's deal after expeditions, 25% off MSRP. They got to get rid of these cars. They have to. And if you want the new Bronco, which are pretty cool, they are really, really cool, you can reserve one now at ChastangFord.com. You can do it all on ChastangFord.com, or you can go to the dealership. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown. If you're looking for the best buying pleasure and the best experience for your Ford, it's Chastang Ford at ChastangFord.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, why does your Shaggy sound like Tim Kirkshin? That's Tim Kirkshin sounds like Shaggy.
Look at the situation here with what we've done here, Scoob.
Y'all remember Scooby-Doo's cousin, Scooby-Dum?
I don't remember that character.
I don't remember Scooby Dumb. No. 7137803776. By the way, I just found out Chastain Ford just did their commercial, and they are going to be out here sponsoring the Long Drive, which you will get a Yeti cooler and oil change for a year. Free oil change for a year. That's a good prize. I want to win Long Drive, but I won't because I don't hit it that far. So when you're coming out here, Chastain Ford's doing all kinds of stuff. They'll have a couple of cars out here. You can win a car for a weekend, and I don't know what hole, whatever. But it's going to be a good, clean fun for the whole family out here. And St. Arnold's is going to be out here. And Cobos Q is going to do dinner. And Burrito's doing lunch. Burrito's is doing lunch. Man, this is going to be a lot of fun today. We're out of Wildcat Golf Club, where, by the way, if you buy a $100 gift card, you can call right now to the pro shop, because people have already. People have been calling here and getting a $100 gift card, and they'll send it to you. Or you can go online and get it, too. But if you call up here, Wildcat Golf Club, they'll send you the gift card, a $100 gift card, and they'll send you, with that $100 gift card, you get a free weekday round out here at Wildcat. So you win, and whoever you're getting that the $100 gift card for this holiday season wins. And it's only while supplies last. So if you're looking to do this, go to wildcatgolfclub.com or give a call up here right away. Kerry is in there, and he'll take your call, and he'll send you the gift card. He's already sending one out to Beaumont and probably more. So if you're looking to do this, give a call up here to Wildcat Golf Club. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Roy Nell Young is going to be joining us. Jeff Van Gundy is going to be here in a little bit to talk about this Russell Westbrook trade. He is also going to – I'm going to play with him today, and he's got a couple of guys. We're also – how about this? A guy called up and said, my son's going to the Navy, and he's going in for 6 years, and can he play in the golf tournament? And so I'm going to play with him, and Jeff Van – I said, well, he's going to play with us. He's going to serve our country so he can play with us.
Okay.
And he's going to come out, and he's going to be our fifth guy.
Oh, awesome.
And it's going to be great. And we'll meet a good young guy who's given –
That's awesome.
You know, he's going to serve our country. So I said, yeah, he'll play with us. So that'll be –
That's really cool.
He's actually going in just a couple of days. He's going to start serving in a couple of days. So,
okay.
So it'll be – that's going
to
be
fun. So it's a six-year commitment.
Six-year. Yeah. So his dad called up and said, can I get him in the tournament? And I said, absolutely, absolutely. And so that's a nice story. And his dad's going to come up, and it'll be fun. That's going to be great. Hopefully we'll get him on the air before we leave the show. 713-780-3776. What do you guys think of the Russell Westbrook trade? You're more than welcome to get in here. 713-780-3776. I think it's a coin, whatever.
It's just another shuffling of the deck. Shuffled the deck. The problem is Daryl didn't shuffle the deck. You know, his last move on the way out was really a – well, it wasn't the last move because he moved Clint Capella. But and frankly, did he get enough for Capella? Oh, no, that was part of the deal that brought – didn't that bring Covington?
Covington here, I think.
Yeah, it's – and then you flip Covington for picks, but
for
you
Wood.
Traded one
Wood.
Of them.
And you got Wood in here.
So you have money for Wood, yeah. You still have one of the first-round picks that you got traded. You'll have a first-round pick. The shuffling of the deck, they did it. Russell for Chris Paul. You were just taking on their financial issues. You couldn't trade Russell Westbrook without taking on somebody's financial issues. We know that. That's $40-plus million. So you got John Walls. You did get a first-round pick. Lottery, you know, there's lottery protections built into it, especially, you know, like top-eight lottery and some beyond. But I'm okay with it just because I didn't think you were doing anything with Russell anyway.
No, and Russell wanted out.
Yeah.
Russell wanted out. There's nothing you could do. I mean, he wanted out. So the protections are this. 2023, first-round pick is lottery protected. In 2024, it's protected to number 12.
Mm-hmm.
In 2025, it's protected to number 10. In 2026, it's protected to number 8. When have the Wizards drafted higher than eighth?
Let me check.
Aren't they always real high, picking really, really high?
Yeah, for the most part. I'm looking it up right now. Washington
were
Wizards.
They were in the playoffs last year.
Well, last year was pick number 9, pick number 9, pick number 15 in 2018. No first rounder in pick number – well, they didn't have a first-rounder until 15. Pick number 19, yeah, they've – Jerry Grant was 15. 2018.
Oh, and you got him?
Yeah.
Huh, take that.
2018 was Tony Brown Jr., pick number 15.
So you're more than likely going to get this pick.
The last two have been pick number 9, the last two.
With Beal and Russ together in that backcourt, they won't be bad. They won't be horrible.
No, I think there's a chance you could get their pick next year. I don't know.
Lottery.
I mean, it's Eastern. No, I know. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, they could make playoffs.
It's Eastern Conference. They might be able to make a playoff run.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not the favorite, but with Russell Westbrook instead of somebody who's not playing, Westbrook and Bradley Beal. Oh, absolutely. You could see them somewhere at 8, 9, 10 battling for a spot. Maybe even more than that if Russ really clicks.
I mean, Russ carried Oklahoma City on his own into the playoffs, and that was in the Western Conference. And with Bradley Beal, one of the better shooters in the league, they might be okay, especially in the Eastern Conference. You may get that pick next year if it's and you know what? Then if it's probably going to be right around 16 or so, 17, right? And that 17 or so in that neighborhood, 18, because they'll be out right away. So, you know what?
Possible.
That wouldn't be
bad. Can I ask you, there's a question that was posed to you, and it is, John, my friend is about to tell his wife that he got someone else pregnant. Before he does that, can he play golf with you? He's about to be in the hole for about 18 years. Thanks.
Hmm.
So, Art's got a friend.
Art's got a friend.
Yeah, and he was wondering if he could play with you also, because he's going to be gone for about 18. He's going to have issues for about 18 years, he said.
He will be in the hole for 18 years.
So can he play with you too?
That sounds like an undoing, if you want to know the truth.
It does sound like an undoing. By the way, here's my problem with it. How far did you get?
I'm through four. No, I'm through five episodes.
Well, you've seen this one where he goes and holds the girl.
Yeah.
So all I'm going to say is, in real life,
oh, no.
No one would have, come on in. Do you want to hold your baby?
Yeah.
Come on into the house. None of that would.
No.
I really struggled with that. First thing, you would never go there.
Right.
First thing, you would never go to that man's house. The second thing, that man would never just sit there and just mean mug you and then not attack you.
No, that man.
And then third,
he would never say,
you want to hold the baby?
It's your baby.
I can't.
I'm having hard time loving it.
I can't love that baby because you, like, we already knew that.
Right.
You don't have to screw up our suspension of disbelief by, I don't want to give away too much, but let's just say that didn't feel realistic at all. A lot of it felt realistic. That, not so much.
Mm-hmm. Do we know if Hatchet Man went to jail with Tony Meatballs and the rest of the mobsters? That was in Philadelphia. Tony's in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't heard from Hatchet Man in a while. I don't know why. He's been kind of quiet the last couple of years.
Is there
now.
Any chance he's been locked up?
Maybe. I mean, you think maybe he killed somebody with his sushi?
A RICO Act?
Or some tainted sushi somewhere.
I really have a lot of respect for the RICO Act after watching enough Netflix documentaries. Mm-hmm. Like, well, this RICO was a big deal.
Well, RICO is a really, really big deal.
RICO is a big deal.
RICO broke
up the mob.
You don't want no RICO.
RICO broke up the mob.
Yeah, that's what it did.
The Astros, there's nothing new on Astros front except for the fact that it became official yesterday. Captain Wu, which we knew was going to happen. Josh Reddick is a free agent. Why was that official just yesterday? Why did he officially do a post? Were they actually talking to the Astros?
No, I don't know that.
Couldn't he have done that post as soon as the season ended? The Astros weren't going to re-sign you for anything.
Wasn't 52 million enough?
Yeah, just put it after the, hey, it's been a great run, guys. Y'all take care. I've loved you. I don't know why you needed to wait this long.
God, there's not going to be any more woos at the ballpark.
I know.
Thank God.
I was thinking about it. This is never going to end. He can be hitting 140 and people will still woo. On road games.
Yeah.
Home games, road games.
Well, wherever he goes.
Wait a minute. This year we didn't get it at all, I guess.
Well, no fans.
No, they still had the fake one.
Did they pipe that in?
Yeah.
Jerks.
Well, that's terrible. When they could have gotten rid of it, I'm sure they piped in the wave too, a-holes. 713-780-3776. We're at the top of the hour. Jeff Van Gundy is going to join us in a little bit right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, what if you need a generator?
Well, then you go to my friends over at Generator Supercenter, and this is such a really big deal. I'm telling you right now, and I think a lot of you know this, if you have ever, you know, gone through a hurricane, which all of us have, when the electricity goes out, uh-oh, that's a big, big problem. And my friends over at Generator Supercenter can get you taken care of so that doesn't happen for you. Generator Supercenter has everything that you need to make sure that you don't have to lose power over the long term. And if you lose power over the long term and you're dealing with the heat of summer, if you're dealing with cold because it goes out during a cold front, that's a major issue. But at Generator Supercenter, they have the Generac standalone unit that is phenomenal. Phenomenal. When this is not a portable unit, it is set up. They do the installation, and then when you have any issues, whether it's a line down, whether it is an issue with a hurricane, when you lose your power, it immediately goes. It comes back on, so you have everything back and ready to go. That's what Generator Supercenter is going to do for you, and I highly recommend you check out their website or you call them so that you can get a free estimate on what it will cost you, and they also have monthly financing available so that you can get your generator from Generator Supercenter. Get that Generac. They're the number one providers of Generac. It's Generator Supercenter. Make sure that you don't get left in the cold or the heat today.
ESPN 97.5.